Hello and welcome to Knit Spirit. I'm your host, Ivy Reisner, and this episode is Wicked Sun. It's been a while. A lot of stuff has been going on, and I just haven't been able to get to the mic in a while. So I'm back, and I've been knitting, let's see, Even Star, which is a knit along. Clue 4 is coming out this week. And Anklet Coronets. I've got the picture of the first of the two socks on my blog. And those are fun. They're basically beaded ankle socks with a kind of a broken rib pattern going on. And they're just really cool and a lot of fun. So I've been enjoying those. I've been knitting Adamus in my Iron Man colors. I'm hoping to actually have it done in time for when the second movie comes out because I'm an utter geek and I want to wear my Iron Man shawl watching the Iron Man movie. And I've been knitting Hey Teach, which is going really fast. I'm knitting it mostly on Sundays, and I'm finishing like a piece every time I knit on it. So I'll finish like the entire back one Sunday, and then the front right one Sunday, and the front left one Sunday. And now it's getting to the point where I can finish. This is a short sleeve sweater. I'm finishing one sleeve on each of the days. So I guess the time is sort of dilating based on the size of the portion that I'm trying to knit. But I'm almost done with it. I have one sleeve left and then the finishing. There are a couple of clubs that I've been looking at, and I've joined two of them, and I'm really certain I'm going to join the third. And they're all unique sheep clubs. One is Seven Wonders, based on the Seven Wonders of the Ancient World. One is Moonfleet, which is a knit-along shawl, beaded shawl, based on the novel Moonfleet. And it looks to be cool. It's a rectangular shawl. I'm kind of excited because I haven't done one of those in a long time, not in lace weight anyway, and I kind of like that. And this one, yeah, is lace weight. They have an option for a pure silk yarn, which is delightful and soft and wonderful. And slippery is all get up, so I know if I start trying with that, I'm going to just drive myself nuts because I drop stitches like crazy. And one is a sock club based on Alice in Wonderland. All of that is information on all that is available at theuniquesheep.com. And if you have any clubs you want me to announce on the show, just drop me a line, ivy@knitspirit.com. I'll call them all out. Passover is coming soon, next week actually. And it's really an exciting holiday. It's definitely one of the biggest holidays in the entire Jewish liturgical calendar. And a lot of the elements of the Seder are really well known. You've got the four cups of wine, you've got the four questions. You've got the four sons. Now, the four sons is interesting. The four sons are the wicked son, the wise son, the simple son, and the one who does not know how to ask. And this should be really familiar for those who do Seder. But the one who does not know how to ask is typically considered a child too small to even understand how to start the discussion, a really young child, and we're advised to start the conversation for him in terms he can understand, basically simplify things for the kid. The simple son kind of gets it, but on an orthopraxy level, he doesn't get the spiritual level just yet. Maybe you're talking about a young adolescent. And we're advised to teach him the laws of Passover because understanding the laws will teach him the spirit. If you teach someone Torah and mitzvot, his heart will learn about God through that. The wise son is learning Torah, so we're advised to aid in his studies with a focus in this season on Exodus. The wicked son is really a child of our age. His question is basically, why bother? What's the point? In an age of faith, this was considered evil, wicked. In an age of reason, we can take the wicked son question, what is this to you? Seriously, and give it a real answer. The official answer in the Haggadah is, it is because the Lord did so for me when he took me out of Egypt, implying, were the wicked son there, he wouldn't have been saved. But that's more of an angry retort than a meaningful answer. What is this to us? Why do we hold Seder? Why do we abstain from bread for 8 days? Why do we speak all night of the Exodus? Why celebrate Passover? And one rabbi explained it thus. What is the son of a slave? A slave. And his son? Yet another slave. If our ancestors had never been redeemed by the Lord from slavery, we'd be slaves today. I'll give that one partial credit. There were other social forces at play to end slavery. Ancient Egyptians took slaves from Kush, now called Nubia, but their descendants are free. Egyptians took other Egyptians as slaves, as punishment for a crime, for example, because they sold themselves into slavery, for example. Their descendants were also free. And as an aside, I do want to point out there are a lot of historical differences from slavery as we understand it to slavery as it was practiced in Egypt. The first thing I want to point out is that, of course, the slaves didn't build the pyramids. They built store cities. Specifically, the Bible says that they built the store cities of Ptolemy and Ramses. Temporary things, things you build with mud brick, things that you don't expect to last for very long before they fall apart. A slave is going to do as little work as he can get away with without getting beaten or hurt or punished in some ways. But if you want something that's going to last for thousands of years, you want something that's going to stand until the end of time, you want something as important as a pyramid, you're going to hire a proud, skilled craftsman. And that's what the Egyptians did. Slavery wasn't nearly as common in Egypt as it was in Greece, Rome. It wasn't really a very widespread practice. And there were a lot of ways people could get into that situation and a lot of differences. The term the hieroglyph used for slavery is slippery. It refers to a whole lot of different groups of people. The term could refer to someone who joins a work project that they are bound to complete. They cannot leave the work site. They cannot leave the area that they're working on. Usually this is in service to the dead until the project is done, and then they're free to go. So they're effectively in that slavery-like state for several months, but it's an agreed-upon arrangement. They enter the arrangement willingly. At the end of the project, they leave it willingly and with reward. A person who binds himself to a master in order to learn the master's craft, or who is sold by his parents into that kind of an apprenticeship-like situation, would have been termed by that same slave hieroglyph. The same hieroglyph is also used to priests who are considered slaves of their gods, or women who enslave themselves to a household to improve their lives. Many people sold themselves into slavery to gain wealth for their families, or most commonly, to pay off debt. Children of some of these were slaves, but not all of them. POWs were traditional slaves, and some slaves were bought in from the outside, but even these had recourse to law and the ability to own property. In this, they were better off than the African slave in America. I wonder if much of the harsh treatment of the Jews that's described in the Torah and in the Haggadah is as inflated as is the number of Jews who left. I wonder if somehow the story isn't a little bit embellished. So freedom might not be the complete answer to give to the wicked son. Torah, certainly by taking us out of Egypt, or as part of taking us out of Egypt, we were given Torah. Well, the non-Jew has Torah too. Anyone can go pick one up and go to Barnes & Noble. There's a Torah right there. What's the benefit of the work? What's the sacrifice? What's the benefit of the sacrifice? The answer I'd like to give to the wicked son is that it is a path through which we can draw closer to God. It is a way to form and strengthen a relationship with Hashem, and that's what's in it for us. And that and an excuse to drink 4 glasses of wine in a night. So that should wrap us up for this time. I hope you have a wonderful Passover, Easter, or whatever you're celebrating. And until next time, be blessed and keep knitting.